Welcome to the Smart Women in Business podcast. We've got big ideas for small business. Social media is a crucial element in most brands' digital marketing ecosystem. Social media is a tool that can be used in so many ways to increase brand awareness, to establish your brand as an expert in your field, to drive traffic to your website, to promote your service, to advertise ahead of a launch, and the list goes on. But social media isn't something you can take a scattergun approach to. You can't just post occasionally and hope it will be effective, which is where I see most people fail to get traction on social media and then give up. You need to be committed and you need to have a system. I know it's time consuming and it's very difficult to see short-term results. And it's very difficult to come up with ideas. But I don't know what to post is what I hear all the time. And it's one of the main barriers to clients taking control of their own social media presence, which is why they employ me. I'm telling you, you are the expert in your business. You do know what to post, I promise. So here are 11 super simple ideas to help you get your social media sorted. Number one, industry trends. So if you work in, say, mortgage broking, there is industry news coming out all the time. So hello, 22nd interest rate hold in a row. Post your thoughts, your predictions, your interpretations about what this means for your customers. If you work in jewelry design, post about color, design trends, cool new materials you found. You know, there is always something you can find to post. There is always something going on in your industry. And don't take for granted that your audience know as much as you do. So position yourself as the expert to your audience. You can tap into a wealth of knowledge by setting up a Google alert for your industry keywords. Number two, memes. Humans love to laugh. They love it. So whether you're a funeral home or a vet, there are loads of memes on the internet to share. Just be sensitive and take a moment to think about what you're posting and ensure it's appropriate and not offensive. Sharing your sense of humor will make your audience feel more connected to you. And remember, people don't buy from brands, people buy from people. Three, inspirational quotes. Yeah, don't groan. They're not all epically cringeworthy. And if you come across something humorous, funny, inspiring, or motivational that speaks to you and speaks of your business, share it. Or even better, create your own. Number four, what are you doing right now? Take a snap and post it. These are especially useful to post as Instagram or Facebook stories, which is where a lot of us struggle to come up with content. Number five, GIF off, which is pronounced GIF, but I still say GIF with a hard G and it drives my husband insane. So we have loads of fun with these over on my Facebook page. Usually on a Friday, I love to post, describe your week in a GIF. And a lot of laughter comes out of that. Six, behind the scenes photos. People love to see the people behind the brand. Share who you are, your workspace, what you're eating, what you're doing together, how you collaborate, your process. It doesn't need to be polished. This is where a lot of fear around social media comes. It doesn't need to be perfectly coiffed hair, makeup, perfect lighting. You'll see that when I post my 2-minute marketing tips, I'm, you know, naked face, just me with my messy hair, haven't quite got to the top knot bun yet, but you'll see that one day in a hoodie, you know, just doing what I do. So authentically share what you do, how you do what you do, and where you do it. It creates another way to connect with your audience on a deeper level. And humans love humans doing human stuff. Humaning, if you like, if it was a verb. Seven, statistics from key industry stats, i.e. the Reserve Bank has kept interest rates steady for a record 22 months in a row, or something unique to your business, like we've completed 100 projects since the beginning of the year, or we've had 800 cups of coffee this month, which is possibly more accurate. I saw a stat this morning saying that from a Telstra business event email, saying that 27% of the small business they interviewed prefer face-to-face meeting, whereas 18% use Zoom or Skype or some sort of online interaction. So that's growing. That's a trend that is becoming increasingly prevalent. I know that most of my clients aren't in the area where I live, so Zoom's it for me. Anyway, don't get me started on geek stuff. 8, testimonials. Testimonials are marketing gold. And I ask every single client for one at the end of each conclusion, the conclusion of each project. So ask for them and share them everywhere. People love them. And I've had clients, potential clients, call me and say, I have come to you because I read the testimonials on your website and I love reading about what people enjoy about the process of working with you. So that was really nice. 9, fill in the blank. You can make it relevant to your industry, Sophie. If you had $5,000 to spend on marketing, I would blank. The feeling I get when I'm buying flowers is blank. My favorite type of wine is, just so you know, champagne, but you can put in a blank there. If you had a bottle shop or a winery, or more general, or if you can't think of anything industry specific, if I had $1 million, I would blank. I would go on a cruise. My spirit animal is blank because blank. My favorite type of donut is, you know. The point of these posts is to get engagement. And for the industry relevant ones, you can garner some very interesting market intel without having to overtly ask if you're not confident about asking those research questions. 10, this or that. Pizza or burgers, hustle or flow, coffee or tea. I found these to be really super engaging posts, stimulating engagement on my page and often hilarious conversations with followers and potential clients, and a really good get to know you idea. So 11, this isn't necessarily a content idea, but it's a reminder. Use hashtags, more groaning, I know. It's not difficult, and I keep an Airtable file of all the different hashtags that I use. The Airtable link is here in the article. Airtable is my new favorite app, and I organize everything in Airtable, all my content, everything. So take a look at what the industry leaders, competitors, I love a bit of competitor research, and other people in your niche are doing, and use all 30 in Instagram if you can. And research has found that 1 to 2 Facebook posts with 1 to 2 hashtags get more engagement than posts with more, which is something I read recently. So my favorite handy tools for posting on social, Canva, oh my gosh, if you haven't played in Canva yet, this free app, well, there's a free and a paid version. I use the paid version, but a lot of people are happy with the free app. It's web and device-based, has been an absolute game changer for a lot of people. It allows you to create gorgeous, correctly sized, branded, once you've uploaded your own logo, images that make you look like a professional designer without having to pay for one. So what we do with that, a lot of our clients now, is when they engage us for a branding package, if they want to get on social, we develop some templates for them and then we share them in Canva so that they get that beautiful cohesive brand experience across their social. It's really, so you see these beautiful Instagram feeds that, you know, they all sort of flow and they all look similar and they have a beautiful theme. So that's what we now do as part of our branding package. So I'll link that here. WordSwag, that's a nice free app. It's one of the first apps I used when I was getting a bit more serious about my Instagram. So WordSwag, it's really lovely for creating pretty quotes and word-based posts from your phone. Grum.co is a PC-based Instagram scheduler. Hooray! Cost depends on how many accounts you need to manage. Like for me, I manage a stack, so it costs me a lot, but I don't know how much it costs anymore for managing just one. There's been some debate about whether schedulers affect your reach in the mysterious Instagram algorithm, and they most likely do. But for us mere mortals, you'll get more reach if you actually schedule posts than if you don't post them at all, which is the alternative for me. Plan. which is an app that allows you to visually plan your feed, and it has scheduling and analytics, and it collects your most popular hashtags and gives you suggested times on the best time to post for your account, and you can do competitor research, which is really interesting for a marketing geek like me. The little plan is currently free, but I'm thinking they're going to monetize all their plans. I can't remember. You'll have to look at their website. Airtable, as I mentioned, Airtable is my new favorite app. It is phone, iPad, and PC based, and all of my current content planning takes place in Airtable, which is why you'll probably see me going really super hard on social lately, because I've been planning everything in Airtable, all my Facebook groups, all my Facebook posts, all my Instagram posts, all my hashtags, all my content, all lives in Airtable. So I hope you found these 11 super simple tips for social really helpful. And if you want to have a talk about your social strategy, you can get in touch with me and we can have a one-on-one session or whatever. I'm easy breezy. Have a great day. Thanks for listening to the Smart Women of Business podcast. If you enjoyed this, please subscribe. I'm your host, Jane Mackay. To find out more about me, go to www.